Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. With four weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we have a very special focus on Lanzarote. And I'm delighted to be joined by Domingo Lorenzo, who works for the Destination Management Office in Puerto del Carmen, and Roger Courtney, who is a history enthusiast and an expert on all things Lanzarote.
Yeah, we are so happy. Last night we were at the Irish Travel Industry Awards. And yeah, we won again the best winter destination for the Irish market, which makes us really happy.
And it's amazing because Lanzarote, of course, is the number one destination for the Irish. And it's an island that actually has an awful lot to offer that people actually don't realize, I think.
Yeah. Puerto del Carmen, Lanzarote overall, it's a great destination for many reasons, no? Irish been traveling to the island for generations, you see, and there is, I think, a really close relationship with this. We are both islanders and we have so many things in common. I think this is why Irish people feel so comfortable there. Sun, sea, weather, gastronomy, facilitating the access to the town, the safety. Our littoral with the diving, our protected areas. And only 4 hours away. So right place.
No, absolutely. I mean, I've traveled around the island a lot myself and I've had great golf trips there and the food is amazing. Of course, the history, the art is cool as well. Now, you've got something interesting happening around St. Patrick's as well, haven't you, there this year?
Yeah, we've been celebrating St. Patrick's for the last 10 years in Puerto del Carmen. We always try to do a big event, but this year is going to be special. There is a movement now on the island, the Lanzarote Island Ireland Network, which is a network with people from the island and people from Ireland. And together we want to improve the event this year. And we will do a 3 days event with many things going on. And we want to increase the level of the event. We want to mix local and Irish music, local and Irish gastronomy. So it will be definitely the best St. Patrick's ever.
Yeah, and I was actually there a few years ago for St. Patrick's and I had a very good time. Really, really great. They celebrated very well. So this sounds very exciting. Roger, you were talking to me off camera earlier about pirates and Lanzarote and some very interesting stuff people may not know about.
Yes, indeed. I'm very lucky to have gone to Lanzarote a number of times in the last few years on holiday. We have stayed in some really wonderful places. But one of the places that I saw that I enjoyed the most was actually a little boutique hotel called Casa de la Flores in Teguise. And the owner there, Oscar, told me some of the really amazing history. Overlooking Teguise, the town, there's a wonderful lookout tower. And from there, you can see all around the island. And they could see the pirates coming from a great distance away. And so as soon as they saw pirates, they would ring the bell. And the entire island would effectively evacuate their homes and run to the cave network in the east of the island. And they would hide out there. And apparently, the way in which they would hide their treasure and hide their people and disguise the entrance to the cave system was actually a really interesting piece of local lore. And I found it absolutely fascinating to walk through that cave and actually imagine what it might be like to be in the 18th century hiding out from pirates.
Yeah, it sounds almost today again. We've got pirates in the news today as well. It's funny the way time works. What would you say is the big attraction, Roger? I mean, what is so special about Lanzarote that makes it the number one destination for Irish people, do you think?
I think it's a completely unique experience to drive through the landscape, which looks like nothing else. You could be on alien planet, but a very, very hospitable one.
Mm.
The landscape is terrific. It's obviously arid, but obviously surrounded by the ocean. The food is terrific. Obviously, it's surrounded by the sea, so you have a terrific sort of maritime food. There's an incredible set of hotels and restaurants there now. Personally, I just find that it's incredibly welcoming. When I go there, it's a place to really just relax and switch off, but also to explore somewhere very, very interesting. And there's an awful lot to discover.
Yeah, I mean, when I remember the fabulous wine, the vineyards, I mean, you'd say vineyards, but it's like lava, right? It's like something from the moon, right? But all the wine is amazing. El Grifo was one of the ones that had won an award, I think, when I was there. But it was fascinating. I mean, Penelope Cruz has shot movies there. It's a great place for as you said earlier, the landscape. Even to go set jetting and go, I went to the places where they filmed some of the movies and I absolutely loved it. For me, it was like the real Lanzarote, I guess, not so much the touristy side of it.
I think it's a location that reveals itself to you the more you go. And one of the things that I really enjoy is actually driving to the different parts of the island and seeing the different characteristics of the different towns. In the southwest, there's a town called Farmar, which is based around surfing, and it's a very relaxed, low-key place to go. Puerto Calero is obviously a marina and has access to a submarine, and you can go out on charter visits on boats. Personally, I just absolutely love seeing a completely different way of doing things. You mentioned El Grifo and the vineyards. The vines are actually grown in specially protected bunkers that are effectively retaining wall, and the vines are grown within them. And because of the specific climate combined with conditions, you get a very particular type of wine. And like yourself, I couldn't resist visiting El Grifo at the winery and left with a few too many bottles to enjoy before I had to fly home. I couldn't bring it with me.
Yeah. No, it's worth doing a checked-in bag when you go to El Grifo. Domingo, what's also really interesting, I remember when we were there, we were cooking food and there's a whole lava and volcanic side of the island as well. But in terms of, you know, top things for people if they haven't been there before, what would you say to people, like how long would you go for and what would you recommend as your sort of top things to do?
Well, top things to do will be, of course, to visit the national park, the Timanfaya, which is a unique place. And you can see what you just said, people cooking with the heat of the volcano. It was a long time ago, but the earth is still hot and you can feel it. If you go with the family, we have one of the longest promenade by the sea that goes straight from Puerto del Carmen to the capital. It's a great plan for families. You have your cycling way by the sea, stopping on the different village you see on your way. Enjoy the terrace, have a bath on the ocean. So that's one of the top. And of course, visit some of the Cesar Manrique's centers of art and culture, like Jameos del Agua, Cueva de los Verdes. Incredible places, unique. You won't see that anywhere else.
Yeah, what I enjoyed when I went a few years ago as well, I did a cooking class, right? And they taught us how to cook with the local cuisine, and it was actually the different sauces and stuff. That was really, really interesting as well. And I took lots of public transport. I think it was like not even a euro to travel around, but the public transport was good. So, I mean, even if you don't hire a car, which you can do, of course, it's very easy to get around the island. Like, you have a very good network.
Yeah, it's super easy, and it's if you compare it for the prices of like big cities, it's like you pay nothing for a taxi, nothing to get the bus. Like I said, you can even just bike from one town to the other. So yeah, it's many different ways to do it, and all with the nature, enjoying the sun, enjoying the good temperature. Yeah,
brilliant. So guys, when is a good time to go? I mean, all you have this a wonderful temperature all year. I mean, that's one of the main attractions, isn't it, Domingo?
Yeah, we have 22 degrees all year round. Of course, it depends what you like. You have to know that in summer, it may be a little bit more windy. We have the Alisio, which is the wind that comes from the north of Europe. It's a cold wind, and it allowed us to have a really nice temperature. The Alisio drops the temperature from 35 to 28, so we make it really easy. And it blows from, let's say, June till August. From September, my favorite months for Lanzarote are September and October. The skies are beautiful. There is no wind at all, and the temperature is still nice. The island is not so busy, so it's a great... but Christmas, of course, we were fully booked, people on the beach. You can come anytime.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I actually saw the Milky Way. You've got very good dark skies as well in terms of, if you like, looking at the stars. Great spot to go. Roger, in terms of those tours, the caves earlier, are you putting together any kind of tours for people? I love to do that Pirates Cave tour.
I've got to be honest, I think the Pirates, the cave tour is absolutely incredible. And it's about a kilometer walk underground inside a mountain. And when you go through, it's incredibly atmospheric. You go through and there's a very, very interesting sense that you're kind of in a place that history happened, you know? It's incredibly exciting. But in addition to that, one of my favorite things about Lanzarote is actually the markets. Because when you go to the markets, especially to Gizeh on a Sunday, it's one of the largest markets I've ever been to. And the collection of arts, crafts, I mean, it goes everywhere from, you know, interesting foodstuffs. And, you know, for example, they do an incredible range of salts for cooking, if you're into cooking at home, for example. But I just found that I had to go with a half-empty suitcase because I knew it was going to be full on the way home. And in fact, I remember, I think I bought at least half of my Christmas presents in Lanzarote when I went in October last year. And I had to make sure that I bought an empty bag.
Yeah, wow, that's great. Very good planning that. I like it. And they were obviously very nice, different presents as well.
Yeah. So much interesting crafts, arts. I mean, I have an awful lot of interesting little artifacts in my house that actually come from Lanzarote. And it always reminds me of a wonderful holiday that I had down there.
Brilliant. Domingo, for people that want to get information now and want to book and, you know, what we were talking about, what's the best website? And for details about the St. Patrick's Festival maybe as well.
Well, you will find everything on puertodelcarmen.com, but we also have, the Tourist Board has a website where you can see the whole island, turismolanzarote.com. Both places, you will find all the info, but St. Patrick's, we will do in a special, communication. So everyone will know, the 3 days program, and we will have the harling on the beach. We will have the music. We have the gastronomy. We have the parade. So it will be great.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, I'm sold. Definitely. Yeah. And a bit of sun as well, Domingo, which is always nice. Guys, thank you so much, Roger and Domingo. Thanks a million for talking all things Lanzarote to us today.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East and Asia. With 4 weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.5.